NFL agent Joe Linta is on the show, and he's not happy.
He's not happy.
Do you hear about the story of the Buffalo Bills kicker?
He was released
from the team because he was accused of rape.
Yeah.
And the story is just it's a horrible story.
It is.
It's just all of it's bad.
Horrible.
Joe, he's your guy, right?
Yes. I can give you 20 seconds of background for those that don't know the story. On or about October of 21, he goes to a college party that we all have done, and he's standing there with his buddy having a drink, and a girl approaches him and says, how can I be delicate about this? Let's go to the side of the house and play rock, paper, scissors. And Matt, being a good-looking guy and it being after a big win, he went to the side of the house and they played rock, paper, scissors for 20, 30 minutes, whatever it was. That was the end of it. She comes back. She goes and tells all of her friends that she had just played rock, paper, scissors with a star football player. Matt then went home a little bit after that, and as it turns out, the girl went in the house and played rock, paper, scissors with many people in the house after Matt had left. And that was the end of it. Matt never thought anything of it. And again, we're going back to October 21. Fast forward to August of 22. And this girl, who apparently went to the police because she came home in the tatters and told her dad that she had been raped, went down to the police. Police filed no charges immediately and ultimately never filed charges. But on or about August 22nd of this past year, a lawyer went in and filed a civil suit. Civil suit had graphic words in it, like gang rape. The rapist then took my client and was just filled with lies that have now been proven. So at that point, Matt had just kicked an 82-yard punt for the Bills, and this came out public through the LA Times. And after the craziness ensued from the press, Matt was released by the Bills. And fast forward months later to December, this past December, he was found to be not chargeable in any sense, wasn't charged, but the civil suit is still pending. And it's just a demonstration of how the media has just ruined the kid's life. By printing, you know, things that were proven by 35 witnesses to be false. And that's kind of where we are now.
Yeah, not only did some of these outlets print or report on some of this stuff without any facts, but they called for the Buffalo Bills to let him go.
Oh, boy.
The Buffalo Bills told me privately, we know he did nothing wrong, but the onslaught of women coming into the office, how could we have a guy like this on the team? And everyone has been manipulated by the media. And the media is king and all ruling right now, as you guys know. And yeah. It's not,
and that's
the
all
reality
media.
Of
it's
it.
Social media.
Yep.
It's all of this. It's just one big, we're just looking for clicks and ratings.
That's all. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yes, and that's exactly right. And if you YouTube some of these guys on ESPN, NFL Network, and the graphic way that they described, like, how embarrassed they were that they had this kid on the show without having any facts, nobody called me at the time except one prominent guy from ESPN, Adam Schefter, who you all know. And he said, Joe, when I saw your name associated with it, I had to call you. And I said, Adam, just wait till the facts come out.
Did he?
So now we've gone full circle, and now it's been proved that he wasn't even in the house at the time all this alleged assault. But the alleged assault is on video, and you can hear an audio tape of the DA saying, it doesn't look like you're resisting. It doesn't look like you're uncomfortable, you know, in those kinds of terms where she's a willing and consenting person in this video in the house when Matt had long been gone at that point. So it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable for the family, and you just feel for this kid. And in 30 years of doing this, I've never been more passionate about defending a kid, because I'll tell you, when this happened, first thing I did was grill him, because I like Matt Araiza a lot, but I love me, and it took me 30 years to get my reputation. And, you know, what was printed in the civil suit is so vile and against any morals that I have that I grilled him. And I said, you got to be straight with me, because I wasn't going to be associated with this, wrong or right. But when he told me everything and laid it bare to me, I was like, you know, I got to fight for this guy. And that's kind of what we've been doing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it had to be hard for you to stick. I'm sure you got pressure from people and organizations to drop this kid and walk away.
Yeah, somewhat. But, you know, right is right. I have two sons a little bit older than him, and I'm thinking to myself, what if it was me? And what happened was there was an ambulance chasing attorney out in L.A. who, you know, heard this NFL player. I don't know who – somebody's lying here, whether it's the young lady or the attorney. I tend to think it's more the attorney because the attorney saw a money grab here.
Yeah.
And filed the civil suit and said, you know, let's settle for, you know, several hundred thousand or whatever. And now that he's gotten all the facts, now he's been offering to settle for a ham sandwich in the last, you know, month or so. And, you know, I told Matt, I will drop you immediately if you settle for 5 cents for this guy. So we've hired an attorney down in San Diego to investigate the defamation claims, malicious prosecution claims. So that's all kind of churning right now. But the point is, finally, the press took note that he was actually did nothing wrong. He put out a statement the other day and just said, it's great that people are now judging me on the facts and not on false civil suits and false press reports.
How does that help? Do you help him write that, press or that response?
Some of the nouns and verbs were mine, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just said, what's the gist of what you want to say here? And I kind of, you know, coached them through it a bit. And, you know, it's all about the message. The facts don't matter. So even now, the facts don't matter. So it's, you know, truth, facts, witnesses. 35 witnesses were interviewed in this. And the other side doesn't have one witness other than the girl herself. And it's just crazy. I've never seen a mountain of evidence clearing somebody. And this really is like the Duke lacrosse case all over again. And that's why it's gotten such national attention.
Wow.
I don't see it ever getting better, do you? I don't see people waking up and being responsible. And you know, a lot of people don't have the responsibility of getting the facts right. They have more of a responsibility to clicks and ratings and revenue.
Yeah.
And
it was really funny how a lot of people that know me called me. Some of the national media people that I know called me. Others just go out and say what you want to say. And I think I sent you the podcast yesterday from one of the former NFL players, and he was just like pleading with the press, just get it right. Just get it right. And, you know, it's sort of like here's an example of this. ABC World News Tonight, which I watch quite a bit, 5 nights in a row in August when this happened, 5 nights in a row on the nightly news, this kid was on there on an allegation and wasn't even charged. Yet we had a horrible, horrible shooting in Texas last week, which was a day or two.
Right.
And because of the salacious allegations, and it was an NFL player, it made for good clicker stopping, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, you go by, NFL player NFL player allegations, and everybody stops, watches it. And, you know, and I ripped him last week. I said, 5 days in a row? Does he get 5 days now that he's shown to be innocent?
What'd they say?
We're in the process of negotiating him coming into New York and going on Good Morning America, et cetera, right now. And ESPN's offered to have us come up there and, you know, well, not us, I'm just arm candy, but have him come up and tell a story, which is, you know, a lesson for anybody. And I've told all these kids I represent, you know, make sure that you assume whatever you're doing is on television, otherwise it will be. And that's what you have to, and, you know, look, he did something that, you know, I think we all did at some point, you know, probably AJ and I was when Abe Lincoln was president, but we have all been in this situation. And you just, nowadays it's different. Everything's on video. Everything, and thank God there was video of this in the House, which exonerated him because he wasn't in the House. So thank goodness there was video.
Right.
You don't need a legitimate media outlet now to let you on fire. It could be just a group of angry protesters who have a lot of followings and they can light you on fire, and that could be enough to destroy a career. But like when the mainstream media gets on this and there's just no facts involved, but it's just a great story that will get lots of eyeballs, there's no stopping it. And I'm sure you didn't get as many phone calls yesterday saying sorry that we torched your guy.
Yeah, seriously.
As you did when they were in the process of torching him.
Yes. Saying how could you represent him?
People just walk away.
Yep.
It's a public witch burning. We want instant justice. We get outraged, and we express our outrage through our phones. We click, 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 outrage. Yep. And we light a person on fire and walk away. And now they're done, and then we walk away to the next victim.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gone 180 disgusting. Degrees. Like people that wanted to hang the Bills and hang Matt in September, now the social media, after every one of these articles and whatnot, you know, look at the comments, and it's like, you know, she should burn, she should be arrested, the lawyers should be arrested.
Could potentially be the same people saying this.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe, but what's happened is the media people that jumped on the bandwagon in September just bypassed it.
Right.
Well, they're not going to go back. It's very hard.
It's not a story.
Yeah.
It's not a story to say that we got it wrong.
Right. No, they can say that. No.
No.
The only guy was Pat McAfee, who came out and said, you know what, I think I jumped the gun on this one. It wasn't a full-throated apology, but he knew he got it wrong. And really all it was somebody calling and say, you know, hey, these guys all know me. Hey, Joe, what was the facts here?
NFL agent Joe Lintazon. So now will he be back playing for another team?
Does he even want to play anymore? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah. He's putting every day. I mean, he's down there, you know, like the Lonely Hearts Club band down there playing by himself, or punting by himself. And, you know, he's got to find a couple of buddies to go punt, you know, work out with. And, you know, I had a couple of teams yesterday that I talked to. It's like, you know what, Joe, let me just talk to the owner now that, you know, I had one team tell me yesterday, Joe, three, four weeks ago, this would have been an outright no. Now, with the avalanche of media, I think I might be able to sell it. So here's what's happened is this media stuff that you guys all saw in the last 2 days, it was out there for 2 months. It's just Yahoo put it out, and then everybody followed it. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Wow.
It's like a house fire.
Well, and, so probably not this season. They'll probably want one more season to cool it off because they'd have to sign them now, and it seems like there's still some smoldering
ashes. It's still hot.
Well, the civil suit, this guy has not, well, we haven't offered to settle and we're not, and this guy just won't let it go. He's like captaining the Titanic right now, and I'm not sure what the civil case is at this point. And, you know, once he's been proved not to have ever been in the house, and the only thing he did was do the rock, paper, scissors on the side of the house, and it was consensual, and that's not my saying, that's from the witness statements. I don't know what the civil suit even is, and I think this guy just can't bring himself to tell the girl there's nothing here. And if this gets dragged into court, it's going to be horrible for this girl. I mean, I can't even imagine as a father that it's bad enough that what she's done and how she's been in the last couple of years to go out now and have to, like, tell the whole tale and show this. These videos are incredibly graphic from in the house of what happened after Matt left.
Man.
It's all consensual, but it's pretty graphic. And if you listen to the audio tape of the DA explaining to the girl and her attorneys why they can't press any charges, I mean, it's graphic. You don't even have to see the video. You can just imagine.
Right.
And there's an assistant DA who's a guy talking about graphic sex to a girl who's 18 years old about what she did and how she wasn't resisting it. I mean, it's like, you know, you're kind of squirming in your seat just listening.
I'm squirming right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad the truth came out for your guy, and hopefully he's able to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lesson, you know, and you just feel for this kid. And, I had another yesterday, a kid that from the Raiders that was diagnosed about 3 months ago with lymphoma, ended up signing with the Saints, which was kind of a story, too. But my point is, he had lymphoma, and that's, you know, it's being cured and all that, but I would trade lymphoma for what this kid had to go through. I mean, it's emotional cancer, really. Right. I mean, it's his parents are sweetheart people, and they, you know, they got to the point where it's like, you know, we might have to move, change our name, whatever, and it's just,
right.
You know,
right.
Death threats at the time, and it's crazy.
All right, Joe, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.